afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis.
And I'm Mike Siegel.
Why am I laughing? I just thought you were going to say, and I'm Kyle Dotson. That's not what we do.
No.
Okay. So
you have to introduce Kyle? Kyle can't talk for himself?
I don't know. He threw it to me a couple weeks ago on the Murray episode.
It was weird.
Yeah.
Was this the Murray episode where I was apparently called a drug addict? I was apparently blowing guys downtown.
Who said that?
I had all of you both did.
Is that what you wanted to talk about before we...
Yes.
You know all that is...
True. It's absolutely true.
It's just because we want you to get better.
Yeah, well, apparently there was some money raised for a benefit, and I haven't seen any of it yet.
We can't give that money to you. We have to put it into a fund, and then your mom will actually take care of you.
Mike, we're actually not recording. This is an intervention.
Oh, it is awkward.
Everyone, could you please come out?
So, yeah.
Boy, you one hit off a joint in front of this guy, you never hear, never.
It's not that. It was the guy you blew in front of me.
Oh, well, yeah.
You said, can I have a hit of your joint? He said, no, I'll blow you. Okay.
Well, the other joint. Yeah, sure.
Now, here goes Kyle texting like the kids do. What's going on?
Is that a new iPhone? That's
no,
not the one of the new
is
ones.
The Samsung Galaxy S5.
Oh, okay.
Who's texting you? What's that? Matt Jones?
Yeah, he's
who's
the
that
guy I work with.
Matty okay. J. I have no idea who that is.
What's he saying?
Talking about how good the Batman the Animated Series is.
Thank God we have this kind of communication now and satellites.
You mean the series from 1992?
Yeah.
He's just watching it now.
No, he's rewatching it.
He's rewatching it. Well, he already knows it's good.
I know.
You know what's good, Mike? Believe. Jaws.
You know what? Text me that.
Okay, I will.
Text me that later on.
So he just texted you, the animated series is so good.
Yeah.
That's how it is right now. Like, you're enjoying something, but you stop enjoying it for that split second to text.
Can't you just enjoy something anymore? I'm liking something.
I view it as like sharing your enjoyment.
Look at my lunch.
Hold on. I want to take a picture of Kyle and I, a selfie, while he's texting Matt Jones. And then I want to post it, and then I want to tag Matt Jones in it.
Just be in the moment, man. Just have him. Why can't he just sit there and enjoy Batman the series?
I know. The animated series.
One that he's already seen before, that you both love.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to remind you. Hey, still love it.
You guys are having a couple of pops tonight.
Yeah. Well.
What do you got? Coors Light.
Coors Light is barely a pop.
It's in a can. It's called Silver Bullet. Oh, last night Pilar like crashed right to sleep. And like this morning she's like, I don't know what happened. I just fell right asleep. And I said, well, I know exactly why you fell asleep.
You were having sex? Come on now.
Oh, get out. She was, stop it. No, someone got us this thing called adult chocolate milk, and she's been wanting to open
it. Adult chocolate
milk? Yes. Adult chocolate milk. It's like a liqueur. It's like a chocolate.
It's in a penis.
It's like a chocolate liqueur thing. So she finally opened it.
It's like a Kahlua type thing.
Yeah, she drank a whole glass of it on ice. So this morning I go, yeah, you drink that adult chocolate milk, and then 6 minutes later, you were out. She's like, oh, my God, that's what it was. I go, you should drink that every night. That would get you a good night's sleep.
Yeah, it might even get you in there, buddy. You might loosen her up before bedtime.
Come on, dude.
Dude, that's my wife. That is a lightweight family. One beer and Pat's all goofy.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
And she's smaller than you, but she can drink more than you.
I think
actually.
She can drink more because she does, in general, drink more.
Right. Well, she's got to live with you. That's what it is.
What is all this?
You'd drink more too if you had to live with you.
I do have to live with me. I'm in my own skin. I'm having a what did you call it? Cheese we're eating pizza.
Cheese phlegm?
Yeah, you have a little cheese phlegm that
cheese
you're fighting?
Phlegm, yeah. So we're recording at night. We're having cheese phlegm.
Yeah. Feed your face with pizza before taking a microphone always.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Why do I do that?
I don't know. Well, you know, you're not bright.
And then I ate those skinless, what, boneless? Not skinless. Boneless wings.
Oh, some Domino's. There was an ounce of chicken in those. I don't know what that was. It was a nugget, but there wasn't 1 ounce of chicken, real chicken in there.
I put an ounce of hot sauce on it, though. So what have you been up to? Now, at the time of this record, this is...
Well, this is coming out in what, November?
This might come out in November.
But okay,
this
so we've already had Rocktober.
We've had September. Which is what I call it. And I like to call this Oztober and just listen to Ozzy all month.
Well, by this time, let's see, I went to my first Petty concert.
How was that?
You and I both went.
Yep.
We had a great time, didn't we?
God, I hope I can go. This is looking like that.
Oh, are you going to bail on me?
That's the October 11th?
Yes. Final show of the tour.
I will tell you this.
Mike still has 17 tickets.
Yeah, yeah.
To get rid of.
I did unload the four to the friends. I mean, I got six.
The 11th might be Rita's birthday sleepover. What time's the show?
When is her birthday?
I tell them you give all those kids some adult chocolate milk.
Yeah.
And
you go see
down.
Some
yeah.
Petty.
So,
it's the 11th. It's down at the Forum, the Fabulous Forum.
I'll probably be able to go, but I'll probably have to.
Don't make me twist your arm and take you to a.
No, I want to go because Steve Winwood's opening.
Yeah.
And
but he might only stay for Steve Winwood.
Yeah.
Get a bail.
I haven't seen Petty since I saw him with Mudcrutch a couple years ago, but I haven't seen Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers since 1987.
Oh, my God. You got to go.
I know.
Show with a tour that might have some guests.
Yeah, you don't have a 10-year-old. No, but I won't be able to
bring her along.
I won't be able to leave the house until Pilar gets home. I can't leave Sarah in charge of 12 girls. I'm burping. So I'll get there. We'll get there.
All right.
It's going to happen.
Well, it was a great show, anyway.
It was fantastic.
And then I will love.
You said that's the last night of the tour?
It is the last night of the tour.
I assume lots of guest people are going to jump on. Dave Stewart, definitely.
Maybe a Stevie Nicks?
Unless Fleetwood Mac is
dragging somewhere. My heart around. Wouldn't that be awesome?
But Fleetwood Mac's on tour, too, so she
might
not be in town.
Wow. Anyway.
Tom's like my brother. my first solo album, I knew
when
the
Lindsay
one person
and
I was going to talk.
Here.
I was going to call Tom. Tom came over. He brought Mike Campbell. Then the next thing I knew, all the Heartbreakers were there. They tell me that I'm actually the sixth Heartbreaker. They say, Stevie, you're the sixth Heartbreaker. And I know that I am. And I never had children. But I mother those five guys like they're my own. And Bentmont is just as sweet. He came over this week. And we picked tomatoes. And I love the whole gang. And this one is called Stop Dragging My Heart Around.
When Lindsay and I were cleaning houses when we first came out here.
When Lindsay was cleaning house pretentiously.
Taking a bow after dusting. Big, long, pretentious bow.
And that guy plays guitar so good.
He's so good.
He can take that bow, but man, why does he have to be a prick?
He takes it a little long.
Why does he have to
be a prick?
He does
it along with it. And then, so after the concert, I went to Ireland. Yeah. I will be taking my mom to Ireland.
How's your mom's knee?
The new one is fabulous.
Is she going to have
She needs the other one done, but she's going to wait till she gets back.
Now, pretty soon, if you keep blowing, guys, you're going to have your both knees done. No, but I mean, would she be able to, get around, fine?
I think so. I mean,
are you going to have to get
to
her
a point.
Scooter?
No, we're not going to be hiking up mountains or anything like that, but I think she'll be fine.
Are you going to have to get her a scooter?
I'm more worried about, driving around in the car for a long time, and I think that, we have to get out so she can loosen up. I don't know. I'm hoping she likes Guinness,
and you're gonna
oh, she'll loosen up.
Yeah,
after a few of those.
I'm trying
some
to
adult
think,
chocolate milks.
I don't know what it would be like traveling with just me and my mom. But you have a lot of tourist stuff planned.
Yeah,
sightseeing.
Yeah, I mean we're gonna.
You're not gonna get up and just wing it.
To a point, yeah. I mean
a little bit of winging it.
Well, sometimes you can go to a town and then there's tours you can take from the town. You know, stuff nearby. There's a group like a bus that'll come take you, and then you can be in a group. And then it'll drop you back off at the hotel.
Okay.
So it won't just be me and her. That could get old after about 4 or 5 days.
Are you guys staying in the same room together?
I haven't worked all this out yet.
But you
the next
could.
Show, I'll tell you all about it.
But you could, right?
Yeah, we could. We could.
Yeah.
Not in the same bed. I mean, that's a little weird.
Yeah, but I mean,
it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Yeah,
she's cool.
Is she excited?
Yeah, she's really excited. Yeah. Because it's her roots. She wants to see where her family came from. Which we know one place for sure is Kilkenny.
She's Irish. You're Irish Jew?
Yeah, well, her mother is all Irish. She's O'Connors and Butlers.
You're Jewish.
No, there's a better word for that. I'm trying to think of the bit that everybody does.
I don't know what it is.
Bill Maher still has the best half-Catholic, half-Jewish bit because his parents were half and half as well.
I'm Jewish.
No, he was the only guy who went to confession with a lawyer.
That is a good joke.
Like, bless me, Father, I have sinned. I believe Mr. Cohen.
That was on his first Tonight Show appearance,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
Johnny
loved it.
Gave him one of these.
Crushed it.
Now
the
what
old
I just did
okay sign.
What I gave him one of these.
Yeah, the big finger. That was Jackie Mason.
Let me ask someone. Let me ask Lenny Kravitz what he thinks of
Was Lenny here?
Yeah, Lenny.
Oh, I didn't know Lenny was in the booth.
Lenny, if Bill Maher was here, what would you say to Bill Maher?
Fuck you.
All right. All right, Lenny. Well, look, from time to time, Lenny might come stop by and tell us what he thinks of people.
And look fabulous while doing it.
Oh, let me ask you this, Lenny. I just read a thing about Rob Schneider is against vaccinations. Lenny.
Fuck you.
There you go.
Yeah, Rob, stay home with your kid who has smallpox.
Yeah, what?
Well, maybe he's against vaccination, so his kids won't live long enough to see his shit movies.
Let me ask Ace something. Ace, if you needed to be vaccinated, would you get vaccinated?
Sure, baby.
Right. That's good.
Ace knows.
Let's get the show started.
Let's do this.
You picked this topic, so I'll let you intro and begin it.
All right. Let's start it off with, the topic is dreams. Mm-hmm. So I thought I just kind of threw it out there, but then I had no idea how many songs had the word dream.
I know, it's crazy.
And I had like 70 in my iTunes.
I had like 350.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Do you dream?
Yeah.
Do you have dreams
perchance,
at night?
Yes.
Perchance to dream? I had a nightmare the other night. I was like moaning in my sleep. And then the next day I told Pilar what it was. And you were in it, Kyle. We were in like this black sedan and we're driving. I was driving and you were in the passenger side and we had just pulled into, it was like a wooded area. And as I got out of the car and you were getting out of a car, a guy ran over and hit you over the head with a 2-liter bottle of soda.
What?
And knocked you out. And
were these juggalos? What were we?
I ran around the back of the car to go help you and you're out. And so I'm yelling for help. And then you know how in your dream you don't yell. So then
right.
I was like,
or you're running someplace and you just can't get there.
Yeah, and Pilar's like, hey, what's it's okay. It's,
and she gave you some adult chocolate milk and
yeah,
you went to bed.
Went right back to bed. Put it in a bottle. I held my binky.
And, she actually just hit him over the head with the bottle.
With the bottle.
Chocolate.
I'm going to tell her to keep that bottle because when it's empty, we can do that to knock each other out.
Well, I'm going to keep this for my first one. You know, this is Dreams. Mm-hmm. And since we mentioned Mr. Petty mm-hmm. before, I think the first single off his new album, The Hypnotic Eye, is American Dream Plan B.
It's a good song.
It goes like this.
Oh, well, my baby, no doubt, dreams further out, making moves to get us away someday. Well, my honey, don't trip, shoots from the hip, tell me everything gonna be okay.
See, now you're going to bail on that concert.
No, I'm going to go.
Come on.
But I can also tell you this. We have played that song 3 times.
Oh, we have? Oh, yeah, for the Petty Show.
Petty Show, and then I played it, I think, when I was like one of those new music preview.
Oh, well, I apologize to the people out there.
It's a great song. People go buy that album.
You know what? I'm disinviting you to the concert.
Why?
Murray, you're in.
Oh, Murray will bail.
I think Murray's in. He said he was in.
He'll bail.
He'll bail, yeah.
Frank's got a cold. Frank's got a hangnail. No, Murray.
Somebody didn't vaccinate at a school.
There's a big swell tomorrow.
Lenny, did you hear that? Some kid at Murray's, some parent at Murray's school didn't vaccinate their kid. What do you think of that?
Fuck you.
All right, let's take my first song. We're going to go back to 2008.
Way back.
Yeah, this not that far back though for me.
No,
this album was like it's 20 odd years in the making. This is Guns N' Roses from Chinese Democracy. This is Street of Dreams.
And it hurts too much to see you and how you left yourself behind.
Is this the karaoke version?
Nope, listen.
No, I wouldn't want to be you. Now that the hell I can't describe. So now I wander through my days, try to find my way.
What was your take on that album when it came out?
You know what? It's anything that it takes that long to come out.
It'll
never live up. It didn't live up to it for me. But the first 10 seconds
of that song did not live up.
It's not a bad album. But I mean, it's just, you know, it's too long. It's too long between albums.
Right.
That's almost a joke, though, when you hear that. Right? I'm saying I'd be
Street
Dream.
Street Dream.
That might have been better.
Shining among the seas. Street Dream.
You tried to get me
to
buy that.
Were we rolling on that? Were we rolling?
I tried to get you.
Did you get that?
I tried to get you to buy it because it was $1.99 at
Best
Buy.
Yeah, and I didn't want it then.
$1.99?
If someone gave it to me, was I left Best Buy,
it was a Best
I would just throw it out on the way out. Like, I didn't want it.
It was a Best Buy exclusive. It was only sold at Best Buy.
I'm sure you could still get them, folks.
Was that a double album?
No, but it's like, you know, it might have 15 tracks on it or something.
Oh, man. I don't know. Have you ever seen them live? I never got to see them.
Yes, I saw them at the Universal Amphitheater. Me, Schmidt, Jimmy, and Danielle.
What year? What year are we talking?
This is
not the Chinese Democracy one, or is it?
No, it might be right before that came out. So maybe 2006 or 2007. They didn't come on until a quarter after midnight.
Oh, what an asshole.
And at one point, Danielle and I were both asleep.
Well, didn't Schmidt see them the night before?
Schmidt saw them the night before, and he goes, dude, make sure that we can get there because you got to see the opening act. Now, Sebastian Bach was the opener, but then there was someone before him. So I'm like, okay.
You wanted to see the guy before Sebastian Bach?
Yes. That's what Mike said. You got to, dude. You got to. So now, I have kids, and Pilar had to work, so we're paying for a sitter. I could have not paid for a sitter at all. I could have just showed up at 11:30.
Right, after the kids went to sleep.
And Pilar was back from teaching. The opening act, it was a burlesque show.
Oh, was it his friend?
No, but it was, I'm like.
Was it Lily?
It wasn't Lily, but I was so, because I don't like burlesque. For me, that's fat strippers.
I don't get it. I never get it.
Go
to a strip club or not, or, you know, or jerk off at home. You know who likes it? Women. Women like it.
I don't know that they do. I don't think anyone likes it. I don't think anyone
women cheer
likes
a lot louder at it than men do.
Well, that's because women, like, it's empowering.
Oh, it's a sexy dance.
It's empowering for women.
Boring.
Yeah.
Just go see Rocky Horror at midnight.
Yeah. I don't know. Dr. Frankenfurter's hotter than half of the women that do burlesque.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
And less makeup.
Yeah. Not a fan, dude.
No.
All right, Mike, you're up. We've played two songs.
Oh, it's back to me? Okay. I'm going to go to my friend Mink DeVille.
Oh, my God.
You know
God.
Mink DeVille?
I know that he has a giant pompadour and a pencil-thin mustache.
Absolutely.
And I probably saw him on Saturday Night Live or something.
He was part of that 70s downtown New York scene. This is Let Me Dream If I Want To.
Watch the door, deep surprise. It's a vision. Rhythm, sink a hollow, slash a chord. Ah, but who's that calling my name? Over, over, over again. I say, let me dream if I want to. Let me dream if I want to. Let me dream if I want to. Let me dream.
Pretty great. He's probably at a bar, and him and David Johansen are getting a drink together.
I meant
right?
to do like a Google search on him and see what he's doing now. If he's even alive? Is now, he?
I don't know. Is the band Mink DeVille or is he Mink DeVille?
That's a good question. I think it might have been an Alice Cooper situation that it started out as the band and then he kind of.
And do you have any David?
Just a guy.
Do you have any David Johansen solo stuff in your iTunes?
Not unless you're talking about the man named Buster Poindexter, friend.
Oh, he's hot. yeah, I was you know, when you go down that rabbit hole of iTunes, and I was like, David Johansen. Well, I wonder what his solo stuff sounds like when he's not Buster and he's not in the New York Dolls, and some of it's not bad.
Do you want the skinny on Mink DeVille?
We do.
Yeah, and he was skinny.
Mink DeVille was the band.
Okay.
It was the band, okay.
Which is a front for Willie DeVille.
That's right, Willie. That's
Willie DeVille.
Whose real name is William Paul Borsi Jr.
Okay.
I would have gone with DeVille.
And and we lost him in 2009.
Ooh, rock and
peace.
What
did he die of? Rock and peace, DeVille.
He was 58.
Oh,
died of fun.
See,
that's what he died.
He was in February 2009. He was diagnosed with hepatitis C.
Okay.
And
then in May they found he had pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's a bad one.
That's I'm Italian. That's a bad.
Oh, one. That's a bad
oh,
one.
That's
and
not
he
the
died,
good.
That's a big C.
He died in August. 3 weeks shy of his 59th birthday.
Too young. Way too young.
Here's what I don't like about this. And this happens a lot, like on these websites I go to, like Vintage Vinyl News.
Right.
It'll be like bass player from blah, 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 die, 62. I'm like, no, wait, are you telling me that I've got 12 years left? Or DeVille, I got 8?
I know.
You know, I don't like that.
You know, it's sad to think about it, but we're going to start to see more of our peers dying as we get older. It just happens.
When we did stand-up, I saw my peers die all the time. But
every,
I know. But
every
it's,
night?
Every night.
Yeah, every night.
Some of us every night.
But I assume that those guys have been hard living with drugs and stuff.
Well, a lot of them. There's a lot of miles on those guys.
We don't live a hard life.
No. No. Well, my dad didn't either. My dad didn't smoke or drink.
Well,
dead by 67.
Now, here's what I'm going to tell you then. That's genetics, and you're in trouble.
Yeah, I'm screwed. And I'm blowing guys at the bus station.
Do you get, you're trying to...
According to you guys.
You're trying to roll with that.
I'll get some Pepsi. Yeah, me and Willie.
Well, you go to the, you get a checkup every year?
I do. Well, not because for cholesterol. That does run in my family. And how's thanks for the pizza, by the way.
How's your... Well, you don't have to eat it.
Just have a bowl of Cheerios.
Yeah.
What is, that's right, it'll help. What, so what's your cholesterol? Is it high right now?
No, it's actually, I'm on the pills, man.
What pills? AZT?
I'm on the cocktail. I'm taking the cocktail.
What do you take, one a day?
Yep.
And those work?
They work. They work great. What are should be in the drinking water.
What are the side effects of this?
It's a really low, you know, it's supposed to, you just have to be careful, like, with your, it goes through the liver.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't drink too much on it while I have a silver, cocktail.
Let me suck on this silver bullet.
I mean, that's practically water anyway.
Yeah, there's no alcohol. There's nothing in this Coors Light.
No, not at all. Okay. Here's my second song. This is actually a little bit of title fight stuff because this song is also called Street of Dreams, but this is from Rainbow, 1983.
Oh, I remember this one.
Yeah. Jolynn Turner and vocals.
This video with like him wearing like a leather outfit, leather outfit.
He looks like Kate Jackson.
He does. Okay. Well, now was Ritchie Blackmore out of it by then, or was he?
No, he was
still
there.
He was still he was there.
Okay. Ritchie Blackmore. I'm gonna tell you right now. Overrated.
Yeah.
As a guitar player, and you guys, who would win that title fight? Who wins it?
Oh, what was the other one?
Rainbow or Guns N' Roses?
Oh, Rainbow. Rainbow, yeah. Totally okay. Rainbow.
And by the way, I just looked. I have a Title Fight 3 playlist that I'm.
Oh, all right.
I have 15 bouts already.
Already? We only did one episode. We got to do it. We got to do it again.
Yeah, we have to do it again. You didn't want to do it, and now you love it.
No, it's great.
Okay, your turn.
I didn't realize how many I had. Welcome to Keep It Downtown New York, buddy. It's pretty obvious, but I was going to play this before you did. Oh. So same era, same time. You'll know
it. I have it. I purposely didn't play it.
I know. I'd love it though. One of my favorites.
We can get Clem Burke in here. You and I.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah, because he's in the Empty Hearts with Elliot Easton.
Oh, yeah.
He's next door neighbors with Greg Barrett.
Sweet.
He follows Rock Solid now on Twitter. So,
yeah.
So I know we can.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I mean, I would love to have Debbie Harry.
Yes, I know. But, and he knows that too.
Yes, but Clem would have. He knows.
No, you know they got stories.
He's got great stories.
Oh, absolutely.
Elliot had great stories.
Of course.
Bonnie's got to have great stories.
Well, anybody who's been in the business for 40 years.
B started at CBGB's.
Yeah. Anybody in the 70s.
Yeah.
It was nuts. It was crazy.
I get my Parallel Lines albums out.
Oh.
The
you already have one Blondie thing signed, don't you?
I don't have any Blondie thing signed.
No. Are you serious?
I don't.
You didn't stay after when we saw our camel towing over there at the amphitheater?
No, because there's no place to stay at the Universal Amphitheater at the time. There's no place to camp out, so to speak.
I know a slot you could have slid that out.
That's how she signed it. That's what she held.
Well, she has a pen up there.
Oh, that was terrible. Okay. Yeah, bad. Sorry.
How come we take the... When you're here, it gets more dirty, I think.
Well, what do you mean? You and Murray, were
you're going to burn all these for
as
your
As long
mom.
As it's horrible things about me, you could say it. Had me snorting, shooting up, blowing people.
By the way, Christy Stratton, she does this to me all the time. We were texting back and forth.
Could you clean it up so my son can listen in the car?
Oh, no.
Is that what she said?
No, trust me.
I'm sorry, Christy. That was a horrible impression of you.
Christy, let me ask you something, though. See if Christy Stratton's here. Christy, let me ask you something. Even though Mike just said that, what do you really think of Mike Siegel?
I'd like to say I love you so much, and you're the greatest.
Okay. Well, see, she's a big fan of yours, Mike. She thinks she's
no, great. She's awesome.
No, we were texting back and forth about something, and so my last text to her was like, okay, thanks. And then her next text was, eat shit. And it makes me laugh time because I'm not, because she'll do that all the
time.
It's
so not her.
I know, it's so not her. It's just, and it's for no reason.
What did I write when you told me to fuck off? You texted me and said, fuck off, and I just wrote back, okie doke.
Okie doke. So passive. This next woman. I got some ladies.
All right.
This is she's more country. Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Oh.
This is a song from 1996 called "The Better to Dream of You."
Every story's got a chapter, and that chapter will be defined by what's before and what comes after. This one is mine. Everything came before us, wore me out and weighed me down. You raised me up like a gospel chorus, rock steady on solid ground. The better to dream of you, the better to be beside you.
She's got a great voice.
I just want to tell Axl Rose, that's how you sing. Okay, just...
It's a different genre. All right, I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to bring it out to Southern California. Ooh. In the early 2000s. It's either late 90s or early 2000s.
Is this Loggins and Messina?
This is Eve 6. You know Eve 6?
I know that you were on a TV show with her.
No, wait, no, not Eve.
Oh, this is Eve 6.
Eve 6. Yeah,
oh,
no. I know who
this is. Eve 6. This is a song called At Least We're Dreaming.
I don't know who it is.
Living in an apartment that bums me out. It don't get better when the lights go out. Waiting for someone to come along and find me. Swimming through the aisles of the grocery store. I don't even know what I'm looking for. I'm waiting for someone to come along and find me. Really?
There you go.
Very nice.
Eve 6 from La Crescenta.
There's a song called Inside Out that you've probably heard.
Yeah.
I probably have.
I'd swallow my pride. The first line. The rhymes.
Oh, I do know that song.
Yeah, that's them.
The first song they play, the first line of that song, they rhymed the word out with out. And I've got red flags over that. That's lazy songwriting. okay, look, I've talked about this album so many times in the past. It's from 1980. It's from the other guitarist in Boston. His name's Barry Goodrow. And he made this album.
This is going to be a steaming pile.
No, you're not. If you've never heard it, you're not going to believe this. It's Barry Goodrow. It's the singer from Boston. And it's the drummer.
Brad Delp?
Yeah, and it's the drummer from Boston. And if you like Boston and Boston's Don't Look Back and you don't own this, you're a sucker.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now listen to this.
So it's everybody. So Tom Scholz didn't want any part
Tom
of it.
No. And this song is called Dreams.
Okay.
Wait to hear this.
Living out all your fantasies. I've been down since you went away. It was
Boston.
It's totally Boston.
Wow. So,
and it's better than...
It was great.
Yeah, it's. I mean, this album's better than, you know, Third
Stage.
What
was that third one? Yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, it's better than anything that's followed Don't Look Back. You gotta own this album.
Well, it's good for them to show and just like, hey, we weren't just this one guy.
Right.
Look at it.
Yeah. Hey, look, I can make.
If you'd have said, hey, I would have gone, hey, what Boston album is that
right.
from?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's yeah. like, it's like, hey, look, I can make my guitar sound like Tom Scholz too. And Bradley Delp.
Stole his little fuzz machine.
Bradley Delp. Didn't they get in trouble because it sounded too much like Boston?
Can you get sued for that?
I think Tom Scholz complained and then.
Yeah, at least get a new singer.
They kind of buried the album.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can Scholz, like, throw his weight around like that? You think that's what he did?
I think in 1980.
He went to the record company and went, hey, you know, don't.
Well, when your dad's Dr. Scholz.
That's not true.
Am I saying his name right? I never knew if I was saying
his name. I think it's Scholz. Scholz. I think it's Scholz.
All right.
It's not Schultz.
Whatever.
And Bradley Delp, rock in peace.
Oh, yeah. He had a great voice.
Great voice.
What a great voice. All right. I'm going to move along to a guy that you've been studying him and his partner for. You went back in the catalog. Mr. Daryl Hall.
Oh no! It's
no. This is from his solo album.
Three
Hearts and the Happy Ending Machine.
This is on my list.
1986. This is Dreamtime.
This is on my list.
Was on your list?
This is.
I figured you would probably
have
that.
What was on my list? Your kiss.
My kiss. Hey, you want to go see Asia with me on October 16th?
Not at all.
For free?
No.
Canyon Club?
No.
Okay, let me ask you this. The night after that, October
7th. I offer Petty and you throw Asia in my face?
Offered it for free. Petty wasn't free.
You like to travel?
Hey, if I can sell these tickets for a little profit, it's all coming off yours.
What?
Yeah. That was my gift to you.
All right, thank you.
But I can't sell them yet.
What about
they're on StubHub. I've never sold anything from StubHub, and they're sitting there right now. I think I may have to lower it.
Let me ask you this. The day after Asia, I also have another night of free tickets.
Oh, no.
The legendary voice of Foreigner, Lou Gramm.
Oh, he was just downtown. We were thinking of go seeing him.
Yeah.
Where is this one? Canyon Club again?
This is Canyon Club.
That's a kind of a hole for me.
Let me throw this one out. Now, I threw this out to Pardo, and I think, I'm going to read. Can I read personal emails?
What did he say?
I'm going to read.
For who?
Is it just...
Yeah.
No, this is...
He sent a raspberry over email.
Well, I can't find it. Maybe I deleted it. No, I have Hall & Oates tickets at the Greek Theater right from their management.
That I would go to. Okay, absolutely.
So if Pardo's... And what he told me was, I don't know if I want to do it. He has something and he thinks he'll be tired.
Oh, I'd definitely go to that.
Okay, well, I'll keep you open for that.
When is that?
That's Sunday, October 26th.
No, okay. I'm going to be in Ireland. Ah, crap.
Crap, that is crap.
Welcome back to Concert Talk.
I know.
Shoot.
We still have October 10th and 11th. No.
The 11th is Petty.
You're not going to Jerry Lewis.
No, I'm not.
Kyle, you're going.
I am.
And only one guy.
We will have already gone. By the time this airs, we have
already gone. Oh, yeah. We will already seen all of this stuff.
Let's just say that we caused some trouble with that Jerry Lewis show, is what I want to say. All right. It's my turn.
Go, ladies.
Do you think he says something bad about Joan Rivers?
I think he will.
Oh, yeah.
I think he did.
And women in comedy in general?
Called her a bouncy C, is what he called her.
Will he use the word Chinaman? That's all I want to know.
I think he's going to say Orientals.
Okay.
She was on the show earlier today, Miss Stevie Nicks.
Right.
This is the title track from her
back to title tracks
from her 2011 album In Your Dreams. Here's a little bit of In Your Dreams.
Yeah.
I like it.
Co-produced by Dave Stewart. It's a good album. It's actually a very, very good album. I mean, for this late in your career, in your dreams, I recommend it.
Did I tell you my Dave Stewart situation when I saw him at the Beatles thing?
You had a Dave Stewart situation?
I had a Dave Stewart situation. He was the, they called him the Ringmaster.
Isn't that his show on IFC?
Yeah.
The Dave Stewart
situation? Dave Stewart situation.
What's going on?
He was the...
this is the guitarist and founding member of Eurythmics.
And he was the... They called him the ringmaster of this... It was the 50th anniversary of the Beatles at the Hollywood Bowl. Mm-hmm.
How long ago was this? This was recently.
This was in... Yeah, like a month ago.
Like a month ago.
2 months from this recording.
6 months ago.
In the summer, let's just say. It was in August.
It was about 50 years ago.
It was in August. And so he was like basically the MC, and he put together the band. And so they set it up really weird, like Bob Eubanks from, remember the Newlywed Game?
Yeah, yeah. Racist. Yeah. Sexist. I mean, he's all those things.
He did. He was like one of the producers. He was one of the reasons they brought the Beatles out here 50 years ago. He was a local DJ.
Wow.
Him and another guy like mortgaged their house for the $25,000 it was going to take to get them here.
I remember he asked Yoko, when's the last time she made whoopee?
So he came out and talked about, like, he goes, how many people were here 50 years ago? And a whole bunch of people were like, woo.
Wow.
Like, oh, my God. And so Dave Stewart comes out, and he brings his band, and there's a rotating group of like guest stars, and they were not big names. Mm-hmm. And a sold out thing at the Bowl. You think they in Hollywood? How hard would it be to get some of these old farts from the mountain?
Yeah,
you know, what's David Crosby doing?
I was just gonna say, David
you know,
Crosby.
Just go send him a car and bring him down here and sing a Beatles song.
Jackson Brown, can't
any of them,
down?
Really? So they had Martina McBride, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, my God.
And a couple of Dave Stewart's kids who were had great voices.
But who
but
cares?
Still, yeah. And also, it takes a guy, when you keep introducing people, and there's, it got quiet in between songs. People yeah. applauded, and then it just went quiet. Oh and God. You're just like, so you need a guy who's going to fill it. With you know who doesn't have a personality as a leading man?
Dave Stewart?
Dave Stewart from the Eurythmics.
When they get Bob Eubanks to...
Oh, my God. So he would be, he would, and he would drop a story, like a little hint of one, like, oh yeah, you know, I've worked with all the, you know, the remaining Beatles.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And
here comes one.
I spent a week at, you know, George Harrison spent a week at my house, and we'd be like, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
And that was it.
Here's Billy Ray Cyrus
yeah.
and his achy heart.
We spent the whole time.
Achy Hearts Club band.
Oh, God. We spent the whole time laughing.
On, that was a good joke. You talked over the kids. Good
oh, Achy Breaky Hearts Club. I think. Well, well done.
Thanks.
Well played, Kyle.
And then.
But it was fun. It just like.
He couldn't get his brother Rod to come down. Rod Stewart?
Yeah. No.
Damn.
I mean, it was just, it, you know, devolved into kind of a sing along. But
how much were anyway. Those tickets?
They were nothing for me. I was invited as a guest. A lady invited me.
All right.
Yeah, I would not.
I thought you had. I thought you were.
That.
I thought you were going to say that you were at the Hollywood Bowl and you were in line to get like a fish sandwich, and Dave Stewart and you had an altercation.
That was our situation.
In the food, in the situation.
The Stewart situation.
Right. Your turn.
Is it my turn?
You're up. Yeah.
Okay, we've been playing good songs for the most part, and now I'm going to play one that's terrible.
I like when you bring a terrible or a funny, like a Bill Cosby. People
boy.
Still talk about the Sergeant Pepper.
It was 20 years ago today.
Yeah, why don't you get Bill Cosby to come down to the bowl?
Oh, God, he would have been a great MC.
So great.
It was 50 years ago today. This is a song that hit the charts in 1980 with by the Dirt Band, formerly the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, but they were just going by the Dirt Band.
I like Nitty Gritty.
And the Dirt Band with Linda Ronstadt on guest. Linda Ronstadt. This is called An American Dream. Hmm. Enjoy this.
Keep on talking, mama, I can hear. Your voice, it tickles down inside of my ear. I feel a tropical vacation this year might be the answer to this hillbilly beer. I think Jamaican in the moonlight, sandy beaches drinking rum every night. We got no money, mama.
Did Jimmy Buffett not want this song?
No, it was a throwaway.
What's he saying? This actually makes you like Jimmy Buffett.
Voila, an American
voila.
Dream.
Voila, an American dream.
Travel girl without any.
That guy's voice is fine.
It's not about the voice.
But the lyrics.
The song is a piece.
And Dream Jamaica is a big neon sign.
I heard this song gave her Parkinson's disease.
Oh, no.
Pretty sure. Okay,
that's
look,
terrible.
I am
Come on,
not,
you admit that's bad.
This is actually the next song in my list. I'm not jumping around to try to play off of what you just played. But this is my next song. This is a we're going to do a little from 1977, a little super sounds of the 70s.
Oh, K-Tel, huh?
Gentleman by the name of Kenny Nolan, and I Like Dreamin'.
I like dreaming. 'Cause dreaming can make you mine. I like dreaming. Closing my eyes and feeling fine. When the lights go down, I'm holding you so tight. Got you in my arms and it's paradise till the morning light.
Throw that on with a little Manilow, boy. You are in, friend.
Yeah, you and your man can cuddle up and watch some TV.
Boy, I remember most of the stuff from the 70s. I don't remember that one.
Yeah, Kenny Nolan.
Kenny, how high did that chart? It couldn't have been that high. It could not have been that high.
Well, it was...
That was the year of Undercover Angel, so...
Alan O'Day, right?
Oh, that was 78. I'm sorry, but...
Undercover Angel is the jam.
That all summer.
If I can steal from something April would say.
That was your jam?
That's the jam. She's taking me to see Johnny Marr at the El Rey.
Oh, that's great.
She sent me an email, invited, said she's paying.
No.
Yeah.
She's like friends with Johnny. She can't get tickets to that. She got free tickets.
I don't know.
She's telling you she's paying.
I don't know, but I said I'm really excited because I liked his last album. And then her next email said, "If there's one thing Johnny Marr can do, dude, it's shred."
I like so dreamin'. Kenny Nolan's "I Like Dreamin'" achieved number 3 chart position on the Billboard Hot 100.
Come 3
and number 4 on the EASNY listening chart.
The EASNY?
What's the EASNY listening?
The EASNY listening chart. You know Derek EASNY? It's his listening chart.
Oh, great. Well, that guy has good taste.
Yeah, the EASNY listening chart.
3. I can't believe that.
Number 3.
That was a slow week.
They were playing that at dances probably.
Oh,
dance
man.
With your this girl.
Okay, well, I got to get some balls back into this thing.
Yeah,
and for
do.
Balls, you go to our man, Jimi Hendrix. This is off Electric Ladyland. This is Rainy Day, Dream Away.
Rainy day, dream away. Let the sun take a holiday. Flowers fade and see the children play. Lay back and groove on a rainy day. I can see a bunch of wet creatures. Look at them on the run. The carnival traffic noise it sings. The tears flashing. Even the ducks can groove. Rain bathing in the parkside pool. And I'm leaning on my windowsill. Dipping everything. And I'm you too.
You know what?
Classic.
I hear that. You know, I start to think of... start to think of Lenny Kravitz a little bit, and I gotta be honest with you, Lenny, if I may, it feels to me like you're just a poor man's Jimi Hendrix.
Are you just getting that connection right now? Oh, I talked right over it. I forgot he was here.
All right, Mike talked to him.
Sorry about that.
Lenny, what do you think of Mike talking over you?
Fuck you.
I do apologize, Lenny. Sorry.
My next song went to number 1.
What year?
1985.
85, okay.
This is a couple of sisters, and the sisters...
Heart.
Are they Twisted?
It's Heart.
They're not Twisted.
Oh, okay.
Because that band sucks.
hey, we're not going to take it. You can't say that. We're not going to take it.
It's Heart. These Dreams is their first number one single.
Really?
And Anne doesn't sing it. Nancy sings it.
Oh, that's got to sting,
I remember
sting,
in the,
huh?
Behind the music, yeah, Anne was like, yeah, she got the first number one. Kind of tough to take. But let's hear a little bit of These Dreams with the crazy 80s production.
Is it cloak and dagger? Could it be spring or fall? I walk without a cut through a stained glass wall. Weaker in my eyesight, a candle in my grip.
I wonder why Nancy took the vocals on that one.
I don't know why.
Did they even write that, or was that one of those Diane Warren ones?
I can tell you that in a minute. Don't look it up, Kyle. Son of a bitch. No, I can tell you who wrote it. That was Bernie Taupin and Martin Page.
Oh.
Wrote that. Okay. I don't know why. It probably says somewhere why she took it, but I mean, you don't know at the time. I mean, here's the other song. What About Love went to number 10, then Never went to number 4, and then Nancy just rode that wave and took it to number 1.
Wow. I brought a Heart song.
Now let me tell you something about Heart. When you go see them now live and they play these 80s songs that have that really crazy 80s production.
Yeah.
When they play them now,
they strip them down.
And they're so good.
I probably would like them more.
Oh my, you would love them.
That's because I was not a fan of the 80s stuff.
Like when they sing Alone, it is the best thing
now
ever.
That's a vocal.
So good. Yeah.
She's got to hit like some notes in that one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, okay. Man.
Is your Heart song next?
I can put it next. It's down at the bottom. We go to 15, Kyle.
Two for Tuesday.
Yeah, this is way back. This is, I think 73 or 4 this came out.
All right. Let's hear it.
Title track.
Coming out this morning into the sun. Riding on the diamond waves, little darling one.
So there you go. Oh, I remember that that album cover, Dreamboat Annie. They looked hot on that one.
What is the album cover? Is it just them?
This is two of them.
They're just standing there?
Yeah, I think they're just standing there, yeah.
Are they in like the minstrel clothing? Like they're at a...
Kind of.
They're like at a Ren Fair.
Yeah,
like.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's good songs in Dreamboat Annie. Magic Man and Crazy on You.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That's what put them on the map, right? That was their big album.
Yeah, we're wrong. No, Dreamboat Annie is just... They're back to back. It's just their faces looking away.
Was their debut album the one with the two of them?
No.
Or the one after that?
That one is Little Queen.
Little Queen.
And that's where they look all hot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's uncomfortable.
Fan.
I'm a fan.
Okay.
Dude, I'm a fan.
I'm going to dip into this. It's been a long, 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 long time since we've played any Van Halen. Because we had an entire Van Halen...
With Schmitty, right?
Yeah, with Schmitty. And we were
way too deep into...
We were talking about... Yeah, when I said we had to wrap it up, he looked at me like he was going to punch me in the face. I'm like,
we've only done 3 hours.
I said, yeah, Mike, we don't do 3 hours.
Yeah, he used to do 12-hour shows, right?
12-hour show marathon. He does a podcast-a-thon every week. But this is Van, it's actually Van Hagar.
Okay.
But this is from the album For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. Oh, aren't we funny?
What does that mean?
Hey, the fuck album. So, but this is one of their best albums. It's definitely the best Sammy album. And this song is called The Dream Is Over.
See, now that is not the one I thought you were going to play.
I thought I was going to play Dreams.
Right.
I like this better than Dreams.
I do, too.
Because, that keyboard. I like Dreams, but I like this one better.
Where were you on the whole Van Hagar situation when it came out? I just started college, which is odd because I was only 10, folks, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening.
I had taken a year off after my junior year and just worked. I just needed a break.
I just remember my dorm room was very split on this whole Van Hagar situation.
Yeah, I just like Van Halen, whether with Dave or Sammy. I thought he was a good fit. I thought I like the 4 Sammy albums. And as far as a live singer, he's better. Dave's a better front man. Sammy's a better singer. But Sammy is also a pretty good front man. He can get the crowd going.
Yeah.
And
he can play guitar.
And they're both clowns.
Yeah, that's true.
So if Eddie wanted to play keyboard, Sammy could play some guitar.
I understand Sammy has a penchant for tequila.
I don't think that's true, Mike. I don't think that's true at all.
But you were saying that he made more off that selling that tequila company than he did in his life of music?
Yeah. He made $80 million one day. Just sold it. Boom. Take it. Take it, company that wants to distribute Cabo Wabo tequila.
Oh, God bless you, Sammy. The Red Rocker. And he still can't drive 55.
He still can't. Got to spend money to make money.
I'm going to go to... should I skip? No, we'll go right down it. This is Green Day from American Idiot.
Boulevard of...
Broken Dreams.
All right.
I walk this empty street on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams, where the city sleeps and I'm the only one, and I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk alone. I walk alone, I walk up. My shadow's on.
All right, Mike, now here's what we're going to do. Kyle, when you go to my list, I want you to switch the next two songs. You know what we're going to do. I didn't introduce it. I did not introduce a thing, and you start playing it.
Very jumpy.
I want to tell you this.
You're interrupting his texting.
Right now, you know what we're having? We're having a title fight.
Oh.
You just played Boulevard. You played Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Is another song with that title?
I am playing from his first solo album after leaving the Stray Cats. This is Brian Setzer from the album The Knife Feels Like Justice. This is Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
Wow.
All right, who wins?
I'm going to give it to Green Day.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't like that Green Day song from that album, but I didn't like this at all. So,
I mean, even the
so
worst
the lesser Green of two evils
even
is basically
the, even the worst
that,
Green Day song.
That Green Day album gets a bad rap, though. It's actually pretty good.
Did it get a bad rap? I didn't think it did.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like it because they played that song and then they thought that was shitty, and then they released Wake Me Up When September Ends, which is even worse.
Right. I do but like the title
rest,
song.
Yeah, the rest of the song.
That's the one with the
good.
Grenade on it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It comes with a heart grenade.
Yeah, heart grenade. And you throw it right at Ann and Nancy Wilson. Mm-hmm. Okay, you're up, Mike. Let's do it.
All right. This is my one of my favorite bands of all time, and this is probably their biggest hit. This Direct from Down Under.
Crowded House.
Yeah.
It's a good song. This is your favorite band of all time?
No, one of them.
Bob Saget's in that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Stamos on drums always.
Ooh, the drums sound great.
There is freedom within. There is freedom without. Try to catch the deluge in a paper cup. There's a battle ahead. Many battles are lost. But you'll never see the end of the road while you're traveling with me. Hey now, don't dream.
Awesome song.
Yeah, that
brings the house down every time you play it.
Do they end with it?
No, they usually end with a song called Better Be Home Soon.
Better Be Home Soon.
You know that one? That was one of their bigger ones. It's kind I probably know
to hear it. Now, the one guy in the band committed suicide, right?
There's two brothers, Neil Finn and Tim Finn.
Yeah, they're still alive.
But
I think one of the other guys.
Yes, I believe you're right. Either and the bassist or the drummer.
One of the guys was on the he was on the Wiggles for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was played like a, not a chef. Maybe he was a chef. Yeah, I think one guy played the chef on the Wiggles. You got any confirmation on that?
There are two past members that are deceased.
Okay.
Paul Hester and Peter Jones.
Okay, let's hear about these guys.
Paul Hester.
The house isn't too crowded anymore.
A couple of vacancies, guys.
Yeah. They got a room for rent.
Paul Hester was the drummer.
Okay, what happened to him?
Oh. And Peter Jones was also the drummer.
Wow, this is a Spinal Tap situation. Yeah.
So what
spontaneously
happened?
Combust.
What happened to these guys?
He died in March 2005 at the age of 46. He committed suicide. This is Paul 46. Hester.
But he committed suicide.
By hanging himself.
Okay. By his
hanging
own hand.
Himself?
Yeah.
That's a bad way to go.
Yeah, what do? You just,
you just shoot your own head off.
Peter Jones.
Or sleeping pills. OD on sleeping pills.
You shoot your own head off?
Yeah, pretty much.
If you miss, though, then you're a veteran.
Yeah, that's awful.
Oh,
yeah.
Peter Jones, the other drummer, he was in March 2011, he was diagnosed with brain cancer.
Oh,
he died in May 2012 at the age of 49.
Oh, Jesus. Gosh, these guys aren't even hitting 50.
No.
I've already lived more life than them. What? And who was on the Wiggles? What?
You got to be wary of taking that drum job after that.
I know. They just have a drum machine
cursed.
Now. It's on a loop. Who was on the Wiggles?
Let me look, because I got to go by person here.
Just type in Crowded House.
Well, the Wiggles are Australian. Wiggles.
Yes.
And Crowded House is from New Zealand.
Good day.
Yeah. Big, big difference. According to the Kiwis. Now, Aussies don't seem to care.
This is the kind of stuff, like back before the internet, if I said, hey, who was the drummer for Crowded House?
We'd have to just let it go.
You go,
and
Paul
one guy,
Hester,
one
not...
guy who knows is shouting at his iPod, going, yes. "Yeah, it's this."
Well, he wouldn't have this.
Oh, that's right.
They
true.
Wouldn't have the internet.
Yeah,
so at his imaginary radio. Yeah. He's
it's Paul Hester. Paul Hester is the name. Yeah. Is the guy.
Paul Hester is the one who is in the Wiggles.
Okay.
Oh, and then after, he died.
He was a reoccurring role. He's the guy who killed himself. He's the reoccurring role is Paul the Cook.
There you go.
Wow.
Paul the Cook.
See, you got kids. You know the Wiggles.
Yeah, and he took his own life because his career had gone to where he was on the Wiggles as a cook.
Oh, those guys are cleaned up, didn't they?
Those guys are.
You saw them live, right?
Yes, and they were great.
Really?
Here's the thing. They all have a character.
Oh, you told me this. And one guy's the sleepy.
One guy's Jeff. This is the laziest fucking guy in the Wiggles. Because when they were in the meeting, they're like, we all need to wear different color shirts. We all need to have a character. One guy goes, I'll do magic. One guy's like, I'm the guy that loves to play my guitar. The other guy said, I like to always eat. Jeff, what do you want to do? Fuck it. I fall asleep.
Narcolepsy.
What
That's
do you mean
my
you
character.
Fall asleep? I'm just going to, any time during the show, I'm just going to take a snooze. And then you guys get all the crowd to yell, wake up, Jeff. So that's what he did the whole show. Like, they go, where's Jeff? I don't know where Jeff is. And then they'd shine the light all around the crowd. He's up in the balcony. And they catch him.
Do they play a snore noise? They probably do.
I think he had
a mic.
He had a lava. And then 1, 2, 3, wake up, Jeff.
Oh.
Jeff, come on down. We have a number. Oh, certainly.
What a gig.
Oh, well, let's go. And then I like to think that they're just banging moms and snorting coke. And, you know. There's a guy named Captain Feather Sword. His sword is a giant feather.
You damn right it is.
And he's tickling those moms' asses with that. All right, let's...
how many more do we have?
What do you think Henry the Octopus is doing with all those arms?
I know, really. My octopusy.
You tell me. I got a bunch more, but you tell me how
two,
many we
three,
have.
3, 4, 5. I have 6 more. Let's keep...
We're
only at an hour.
Oh, we're gonna jam through this.
Okay. I mean, we're still waiting for Murray to show up, right?
Yeah, yeah,
Murray
he ain't
might
coming.
Show up. Okay, this is... I don't know what was in that pizza. I feel like I'm even going to faint.
Wake up, Pat.
I don't know. Carbs now, and cheese. I don't know why
I shouldn't even drop this bombshell on you guys.
Uh-oh.
But I'm pretty sure this person...
Son of a... You say one more time.
I'm not kidding. I tweeted at her, and she said absolutely, and then I talked to her people, and they said yes. But again...
This is like talking about auditions you had as if you got the job.
I never,
you know you don't do that.
I never believe anyone's going to do the show. Until they walk in the door. But Suzanne Vega said when she's in town in January that she would do the show.
Really?
Yeah. So this is Suzanne Vega.
Is she going to bring that kid from upstairs?
if she brings that kid from upstairs and he makes any noise, I mean any, I'm going to grab that kid by the scruff of his neck. And I'm gonna squeeze his arm.
Do you think she would find this funny?
No. I think she'd find it funny at all. That's the problem is, look, I'm going to tell you people right now. If Paul Stanley's ever on here, I cannot do the Paul Stanley. I will have to be the biggest hypocrite and pussy of all time. I cannot do my Paul Stanley impression.
People tell me that you've been doing an impression of me. I don't appreciate that.
You talk like I got a lisp. I don't have a lisp. and I cannot do this Luca bit in front of Suzanne Vega.
No.
She would think it's funny at all. So I'm going to have to be a hypocrite and a pussy when these two people are on.
All right.
And Paul Stanley's never coming on. But this
what is the name of her song?
This is called, this is from Days of Open Hand, and this song is called Book of Dreams. I saw her a year ago. I've only ever seen her once in concert, but it was up in San Francisco with my friend Aaron Gould, who does artwork for the Facebook page. Great guy. And he's okay. And then, but she puts on a great show. It was just her and another guitarist, and it was incredible. I mean, you know, not many people can really pull off that acoustic set.
And fill the room.
And her guy had an electric guitar, and she had an acoustic. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Little child pulling the...
yeah, I mean, speaking the,
working of, the luggage. I'm trying to think of the. Who's that, Luca? He's a roadie. Yeah,
is that Luca?
Yeah.
Speaking of Days of Open Hand.
Open Hand. Boy,
he's had a lot of.
You close hand,
hand,
you get arrested for that. All right,
that's great. You're up.
Okay.
I gotta go get another soda, but can you please continue the show, guys.
Oh well, I was gonna ask you something.
Oh,
well,
you know, right.
Could you
put my cans back on?
Okay.
Do you want me to get you the soda?
Yeah.
No. Because you're all hemmed back in there. It's going to be hard for you.
Let's walk around.
I'll get it.
Well, how are you going to ask me a question?
Because
if you go
when he starts. Oh, see,
no, he just threw his ear.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you, whitest guy in the world. You know who Eddie Hazel is?
Yes, I know who Eddie Hazel is. He's the guy on that TV show that would always give Beaver the business. Eddie Hazel. He was Wally's friend.
That's Eddie Haskell. That's Eddie Haskell.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm kind of sure.
I'm pretty sure it's Eddie Hazel.
Well, Eddie Hazel is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, by the way. He's the guitarist for Parliament Funkadelic.
Okay.
And he had a couple of solo albums. And this is a cover of the Mamas and the Papas, California Dreamin', that was off. I got this off the box set that we gave away here to a listener.
Fantastic. The soul of the
what it is, funky soul and rare grooves. And this is California Dreamin', Eddie Hazel. Bluesed it up, funked it up.
That's not bad.
Yeah, Eddie Hazel.
I mean, you're talking about that funk box, and that was, I remember the guy who won that was Brian Siebers. He was very excited to win the funk box. Brian, let us know, call us up and let us know if the funk box has been getting you some funky box. That's what I want to know, if that's what happens. Let's go. Kyle, flip the next two, because I don't want to play the two ladies back to back. I want to play a song from 1984. I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not going to say what it's called.
84.
But I'm going to tell you it was a top 100 hit in 1984. Hit it, Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Each tear that falls from my eyes, the
Dan Hartman. Wow. That was it. Was that the Five Heartbeats? Was that what that was in?
I thought it was in,
because it's like a doo-wop group, or
I thought
like
it was
a,
in Streets of Fire,
or maybe that was it.
Yes, yeah,
it was like
Kyle would tell us. I want to tell
a
you,
Temptations knockoff group was singing that.
I got to tell you about Dan Hartman. This guy.
It was from Streets of Fire.
Streets of Fire. Okay.
This guy died in 1994 at the age of 43.
Oh my God.
Of
what was it, the Deadpool show?
I
what
know.
Are we doing?
He had an AIDS-related brain tumor.
Oh.
Now, that's according to Wikipedia. But
so he's actually still alive.
Yeah.
Never married, no children. And
playing the Canyon Club next week.
He was gay, it said. But
oh, boy.
Wow, can you believe that?
How old? 42?
43.
43. Oh.
It's
young.
Crazy.
Too young.
Too young. Too young. Rock in peace. And he was in the...
He's a hit. How many have we had?
Well, no,
none.
Yeah, he was in the Edgar Winter Band, best known for such songs as Free Ride.
And your winter group.
Yeah. He sang Free Ride.
He sang Free Ride?
Yeah. Come on and take a free ride.
Wow, I didn't know that
was
him.
You know what? I actually like our version better.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Rock and Peace, Dan Hartman.
Yeah, you're Hartman.
Hartman. Hartman?
Dan Hartman.
Hartman?
Dan Hartman is not Dan.
No.
Dan Hartman live and kicking.
It was his show.
That's true. Oh, since we're in the 80s, smack dab in the 80s.
Boom, boom.
And the Billboard Top 100.
Chicky, chicky.
You know, first, Billy Ocean found a Caribbean queen, and then he invited her into the car, and then he said, get out of my dreams, but get into my car. That's what he said. He said, first she was out of the car. How does this work?
I don't know.
Get out of my dreams.
I don't know second beer cocaine for this.
I had half a Coors Light. That's not even drinking. Get out of my dreams.
Says an addict.
She was, yeah.
But I got this chip. Get out of my dreams.
Get into my car.
Get into my car.
This is a big hit. Wants her out of his dreams, but in the back seat. In the back seat. Billy Ocean.
Yeah, he wants to give it in the back.
1988.
Wonder what song went higher, Billy Ocean's song in 88 or Dan Hartman's in 84? Going to do a little homework now. See how quick you are in this Google search. What do you think? What do you think was a bigger hit?
Billy Ocean.
I actually think my Dan Hartman is bigger.
All right, well, let me bring up.
Streets of Fire was not a good movie.
It only grossed $8 million.
Yeah. $8
million? Ooh. Yeah, it cost $14 to make.
Ooh.
They lost $6
million. Ooh.
Michael Pare.
Ooh.
Rick Moranis and Willem Dafoe were in that. Okay, yeah. So...
Diane Lane was in this,
so
too.
You think...
I'd see Diane Lane.
I think that I Can Dream About You was a bigger hit. And Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car.
I'm going with Billy Ocean.
Okay, so I Can Dream About You reached number 6 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh,
six.
No. Okay.
And Get Out of My Dreams went to number 1.
Bang!
On the U.S. Billboard 100.
Boom!
And the Hot Black Singles chart.
Damn right it did. Hot Black Singles.
Well, speaking of which, there are Hot Black Singles in your area.
Well, I owe you $1,000, because that's the standard bet here.
Is it $1,000? No, sweet.
Whenever a bet is thrown down here at Rock Solid, it's always $1,000.
Or pizza, yeah. One of the two.
So you've effectively gotten rid of some of those petty tickets.
Yeah, exactly. You can't move these things.
You can give those away for free now instead. Let's go with a lady named Liz Phair.
Oh, but this Chicago's
is,
own.
That's right. But this is from one of her poppier albums from the mid-2000s. This is from an album called Somebody's Miracle, and this song is called Lazy Dreamer. Can probably find that album for 99 cents. You used record store. It's a good album though, but it's.
I haven't heard any of her later stuff. I think she lives out here now.
Yeah,
we can maybe get her in here. Why don't you say you we're getting her here too?
I think I went to her.
Get out of my dreams and into my podcast.
Into my podcast.
I think I went to her website and I don't know if there was a contact button there.
I thought you were going to say wedding at first.
You think I went to her wedding?
There you go. I think I went to her wedding.
I went to her wedding, and when he said, "Is anyone here against this marriage?" I stood up and said, I'm not against it, but I've got a podcast.
Well, we were living in Chicago. She had that year that she was the shit, man. Yeah. She was everywhere.
Exile in Guyville. I don't like that album that much, though.
Really? I thought it was pretty good.
What do you like better, that or Exile on Main Street?
Dude, this is tough. I think Liz's voice is not... I don't think she's that strong a singer, so I'll go with the Stones.
I think she got a lot of attention just for kind of like talking, like swearing and that kind of stuff and talking about sex a lot.
Oh, yeah. She's got a song called, there's a song called WHC. If I have it here. Let me see if I have it.
This might is that in the newer one? Or is
I think
that,
you played this one.
Yeah. This might be one of the people that I lost a lot of music by.
And she had this on Supernova.
Let me plug in.
Oh no!
This song is called. I'm sorry, not W. It's HWC.
I get an idea what this is.
No, you just wait. Now you hold your horses, Mike Siegel. Okay, here we go.
Wow. Hey, you know, I like the Wiggles version of this a little better.
Let me wake up, Jeff.
Wake up.
You have a hard white cum on your face.
Oh.
Who did it?
Wipe off your face, Jeff.
Captain Feather Sword.
Well, that's going to get you some attention. Maybe that's, you know, that's people were angry about.
That's from 2003.
Oh, okay.
What does that, but I'm like, I remember I bought that album and I'm listening, and that album's deep in the album. It's maybe like track 10 or something. You know, and it's just called HWC, and I'm not even...
And I just thought it was Hard White Cock.
Yeah. I know, that's where I was going with
it. And so I'm just driving around, and like, what the...
Leap for the Volume, Girls in the Car.
I don't listen to anything with the Girls in the Car if I've never listened to it before.
Oh, that's probably a good idea.
Because if you do, you'll have a guy like Lenny Kravitz who will just, all of a sudden, he'll feel like he can say anything he wants. So, like, all of a sudden, a song's playing, and then Lenny would just throw it out.
You... Yeah. Okay, so my turn. I'm going to keep it in the 80s, man. And this is, I'm going to bet you the $1,000 I just won off you that this went to number one.
Okay.
Eurythmics.
Sweet dreams are made of these. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world. And
Here's our man, Dave Stewart. Let me talk about sleeping.
Let me tell you something, Mike. There's a little song that I'm going to name, and because of this song, you owe me $1,000.
Oh, wait a minute. Can I guess? 83?
Yeah.
Is it Michael Jackson?
Nope.
Oh.
So you tell me that song was number two.
Yes, because of a little song called Every Breath You Take.
Ah, police! Damn you, Sting! Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, because Every Breath You Take was number one for like months,
for 12 weeks, crazy.
It was nuts.
God, I wish we had someone look that up. If we had someone look it up, they would tell us how long Every Breath You Take was number one. I would love to know that.
Yeah, I remember it was just a crazy long time that was number one.
It was crazy. Actually,
Sting.
Now we're having a race. We're going to see.
Dave Stewart.
That song ranks
Dave Stewart props.
Number 84. In 500 greatest songs of all time. I'm talking about Every Breath You Take.
Wow.
How long was it at number one, Kyle?
I'm looking.
Here, I got it.
No, he beat you. Kyle.
It was the biggest hit of 1983, topping the Billboard Top 100 Singles chart for 8 weeks.
8 weeks.
It's the band's only number one hit on that chart.
Wow. 2 months. Same song.
Two solid months of Casey Kasem.
Or it's like every day in L.A. on the radio. Hey,
come on now.
Hey, let's play Every Breath You Take again. Hey, how about that?
Okay, what are we doing? Whose turn is it?
It's yours.
These are guys that are threatening to do a 50th anniversary tour next year.
And the Beatles.
Talking about the Kinks.
Oh.
This is from their last proper studio album called Phobia from 1993. And this is Only a Dream.
Waiting by the elevator, feeling optimistic and keen. Waiting for my executive goddess to appear as if in a dream. Then the elevator opened. She was talking to another guy. And I tried to say hello to her, but I failed to even catch her eye. Then everybody crowded inside, and I sadly stood my ground, thinking life's just like that elevator. It takes you up and brings you down. I must be dreaming if she looks at me. I gotta be dreaming, is it a fantasy? Now I've got positive emotions, buzzing down every molecule.
I just got an email from a listener, Tim Jertson. Hope I'm saying that right, Jertson.
And he says, we can get the Kinks in here.
he said he got the VJ book today. Thanks so much.
Oh, awesome.
The podcast with Martha was great. I'm so torn when you have a guest because you always do a great job, but I always miss the randomness and the banter of a theme show.
Aww.
So keep it up. So that's a compliment to, everybody. Yeah, thanks, Tim.
Thanks, Tim.
And that's Tim Jertson.
Okay, I'm going to jump around a little bit. How many more we got?
I got two more.
Let's do two more. Okay. All right. I'm going to move around, Kyle. We're going to go too much 80s
right
now.
Do you
have
a play out song, Kyle?
Yes, I do.
All right. Well, I'm going to...
I like this guy. Yes, I do. Fuck you, I do.
Let's go to 18. I brought this in for Pat because he may have brought this in too. This is Rush off Roll the Bones. Nope. Dreamline.
All along the highway. Lyrics don't make sense.
She's got a little
crystal compass, picture book of the rivers under the Sahara.
Wait, back that up.
Under the Sahara?
Back that up. Back.
I hope he meant the Sahara Hotel.
Back it up. Listen to these lyrics. What the hell is he talking about? Listen to these again. I might ask you to pause them.
He's got a roadmap of Jupiter, radar fix on the stars, all along the highway. She's got a liquid crystal compass, picture
book of the... She's got a liquid crystal compass.
I thought it said electric crystal compass.
Liquid crystal.
Liquid crystal compass. All right.
He's got a roadmap of Jupiter.
All right.
Red eye on the stars.
Oh. It's all adding up to a bunch of dudes not getting laid.
Yeah. Under the Sahara.
They travel in the time of the prophets. On a desert highway, stretching the heart of the sun.
The music is so good, though.
I'm the restless part of everyone. We're only at home and we're on the run.
Neil Peart, just some weirdo.
Somehow it's
nerd.
A
nerd.
That guy like reads a book a night.
Nerd.
Reading.
Nerd.
Stupid reading.
Reading with your big words and your Jupiter maps.
A lot of girls at those concerts.
Oh.
Yeah. Yo, selling you popcorn and drinks. cleaning up after at the end. So I teased a lot of potential people that are coming on this show. None will come on.
Right.
But this guy was on the show. I like to refer to these people as...
is this Murray?
His friend of the show. this is from Marshall Crenshaw. This is from one of his EPs from 2013. This is called Driving and Dreaming.
I've been driving and dreaming neath the black night sky. 80 miles an hour, still the time drags by. Missed on the windshield and my thoughts take flight. Driving and dreaming, feeling lost in space tonight.
See, now compare that lyric to the Rush lyric.
Oh.
You know exactly what this guy's
talking
about.
He's lost in space because he doesn't have a liquid crystal compass or a map of Jupiter.
Map of Jupiter.
You're right. He needs him and Neil Peart. You need to
take a road trip.
Take a road trip. That's exactly what
out
I was,
to Jupiter.
That's exactly what I couldn't say. A road trip. This is my mind tonight.
This is my last one.
And then I'll play one, and then he'll play us out.
Okay. Well,
let's promote. You got shows coming up, buddy. Any shows in 2015?
Just some local LA stuff. Yeah, I don't know when this airs. Nothing by the time this airs. I have no idea. But right. So they can find me again at TravelTalesPodcast.com and
Twitter.
Funny Mike on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's a big burden when you guys like,
I know,
Kyle put funny in your name.
Yeah.
I try to warn him against it. He's young enough to change it. Now it's been too long for me.
And if you change it, you lose all your followers. You just can't go in and change it.
Because mine was different, and then I just changed it. I just went in and changed it.
But that's also my website, too. It's been my website since the 90s.
I mean, I'm
FunnyMike.com.
I wish I was Pat Francis, but that's some televangelist or
really?
Something.
Well, there's a Mike Siegel.
A doctor.
What's
Dr.
that?
Dr. Pat Francis.
Is it Dr. Pat Francis?
I thought that's who it was.
There's a talk radio guy named Mike Siegel out of Seattle, I believe. Mm-hmm. He's
Seattle
like kind of
Siegs.
Yeah. And he's got MikeSiegel.com, MikeSiegel.net. He grabbed those before I could.
That stinks.
Yeah, so.
Why don't you spell your name L-E instead of E-L?
Because that's not my name. How about that?
Why should he change it?
He's the one who sucks. Why should I change it? He's the one who sucks.
What movie is that from?
Office Space.
Michael Bolton.
Why don't you just change your name, Michael? Why should I change my name? He's the one who sucks.
And then when they're interviewing him.
He calls him an ass clown.
No talent ass clown. And he said, to this day, Michael Bolton, people shout at him. They shout that at him all the time. You no talent ass clown.
I would like to talk to Michael Bolton. Now, let me tell you something. I wasn't going to say anything, but talk to Michael Bolton's people today.
And they said no.
Talk to Mike Judge.
He seems to be having a sense of humor about himself now.
He does. He does. Yeah. And he's doing those car commercials.
He did that Lonely Island.
Yep.
Yeah.
He's got a 7/7 octave range.
I hated him. And here he is, closing it out. No. Apologies to a few people.
Let us promote a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, you guys.
We're at Rock Solid Show. I'm at Pat_Francis. You can also go to
www.docrot.
Go to Rock Solid Podcast, where Andrew Rich is writing the show notes. You can go to rocksolidpodcast.activeboard.com. That's run by Scott Phillips. That's where you guys can get down and dirty and talk nitty gritty about
the nitty gritty dirty
band. Talk about the nitty gritty dirty
band.
The nitty gritty dirty band.
Voila, it's an American dream. Awful, awful.
Someone, how about this? Go over to the message board, and someone start a topic. Proposed Al Yankovic Christmas songs. Let's do that. I'm going to start, and I'll start.
That's a hashtag thing.
He does have a couple of Christmas songs.
Does he have Dancing with My Elf?
No.
Oh, man.
Because that's what I would propose.
Carol.
Over that. Why is that?
I don't know.
How would that go? Dancing with my elf. But what would the lyrics be? It would be, so we're up in Santa's house, and we're making some toys.
You got to do something with food.
It's got to do something with food?
Always, because doesn't he always come back
what
to
football? What would his
Pringle Bells. There you go.
That's better than Dancing with My Elf.
That is.
Pringle Bells.
He's got big cans of Pringles, and it's yeah, sure.
What's yours, Kyle? It's your turn now.
I don't know. I can't even think of.
Well, that's terrible.
Hashtag Weird Al Christmas songs.
Like us on Facebook.
On the active board.
if you go to iTunes and write us a review if you want to. Write something nice.
Or just install the Weird Al Christmas songs.
Or give us a thumbs up.
Give us 5 stars.
Also, rocksolidpodcast.com. And there's a donation button there. Click on that. Donate a grand.
Yeah, and great job with the artwork, as always.
Yeah, the artwork by Aaron Gould and Jason Levy and Jamie Whitlock and Glenn K.
Amo. And there's a phone number, too.
Phone number,
330-81 Rocks.
Yeah. When was the last time you checked that?
I don't know.
You know, is there any time when you're at work during the day when there's nothing to do?
Yeah.
So what do you do?
He's got to tell his friend. Talk to his friend about 92 animated Batman.
I didn't ask what you're not doing. I said, what are you doing during that time?
I don't know.
Could you buzz through something? There's probably 1,000 calls or zero. Can you go to that right now and just pull up a random call and just see what someone says?
I'm trying to. It's asking for some mobile number.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a mobile number?
There's a skip button. Skip this.
We're going to get a phone call right now. We should actually have played these. Like, hey, we're going to take calls tonight. So first caller is, and then you would just play this.
This is from 8 days ago.
Oh, okay. Let's hear that one. Let's hear what it is.
Hey, Rock Solid. This is James from Brooklyn, New York.
Hey.
Just calling to say I love the Tom, Effie, and Petty episode.
Hey.
I'd love it if you did that format 3 or 4 times a year with other artists or bands that have 30-plus years of material to explore. My suggestion for the next band would be U2, since they just stirred up some controversy and lukewarm reviews with their latest release.
Mm-hmm.
I personally hate U2, but admit they own the 80s, and can acknowledge they probably have some deep cuts that I'd like but haven't heard yet.
Right.
Anyway, keep up the good work. April especially is killing it for the fantastic host. And Pat, I don't believe you've been told this enough recently. Go fuck yourself.
All right. See, that's a fun call. Let's hear another. Let's play
nice
one more.
April gets a shout out.
April always gets a shout out.
I'm sitting right here.
We have like 4 missed calls from... No. Oh, this is a long one.
What is it? It's a long call?
Does April get creepy, weirdo kind of like...
No, guys just really like her.
Okay. It's not just... Dude, I'm going to ask her out.
Hello,
no.
Rock Solid. Okay. This is Andrew Rich.
Andy.
I'm the guy that takes your... precious little podcast.
Oh, no.
And I put it into words, and I put it on the internet.
All right.
For everyone to read. I am taking time out of my very busy schedule to call you up and leave my golden voice for all of you to hear. I got a couple of things to say. First of all, I have a show idea for you guys.
You too.
Out of the box.
Yeah.
It's called The Perfect Show. And basically, Pat and whoever's co-hosting at the time will each choose a band or a solo artist, and they will create their perfect dream concert set list.
I like that.
For that band or artist to perform.
Okay.
So, for example, Pat could pick Cheap Trick or Pretenders or whoever he wants, and pick his ultimate concert set list that I really wanted to see, from the opening number all the way to the encores.
Hmm.
So there you go. That's a show idea that I think would be cool. And the second thing is a song request for you guys to listen to check out. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie The Way, Way Back.
I did.
Pretty good movie.
Yep.
Good soundtrack, too. It's got some great artists on it.
What if it has Dream?
One of the songs is by this guy named Eli Paperboy Reed, and it's very catchy. I've been listening to it a lot lately. The song is called Recess, so check that one out. Pat, I will not tell you to go fuck yourself because you keep sending me pretty cool stuff in the mail, like the Mad World book, the signed copy of that, so thanks for that. April, Christy, Mike, and Murray.
That's the order he likes you.
Yeah.
Just, keep your chin up. I know Pat's
keep your chin up.
was bad jokes and all, and it was very poor taste in music. But we must all work through what we had to work through.
Oh, in a minute, Andrew.
Oh, that's a long
message. Thanks for solid. Keep rocking. I'm out. Bye.
And well, there you go.
Andrew,
that's not a bad idea for a...
Andrew, this isn't for me, but Lenny Kravitz has something to tell you, Andrew.
Well, hold on. I was queuing up the song that he said.
Fuck you.
It's my favorite new thing. Okay,
good. Let's play a second of this song.
All right.
Which one? It's called again?
It's from the way, way back.
Yeah, it's called Recess by Eli Paperboy Reed.
I remember sitting in class waiting for the bell.
This has to be during a montage, right?
Yeah, I like this song, though. Yeah. I own that movie.
You do?
Yeah, I love it. That's a good jam, Andrew, I gotta be honest. All right, anything else
like
to promote? Do we have anything else to promote?
I don't think so.
All right.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
I hope you all had a
great Christmas.
Had a great Christmas. Podcastathon was amazing.
Yeah, it was good.
All right, Mike, which one were you?
Okay, we're gonna go. I think we're gonna do number 13. We're gonna end out on a high. This is a great song, and you hinted at it before.
And
it was a little Hall and Oates, buddy. And apologies to Gary Wright and Dreamweaver, and Fleetwood Mac, Dreams, and Debbie Gibson, Only in My Dreams. But this is You Make My Dreams Come True.
This was on my list.
It's just a great song.
It's my next song, actually. It's the only other song I have.
No, really?
Yeah, it is, but that's cool.
Should I play another?
We both had it. Let's hear a lot of it then.
What I want, you've got, it might be hard to handle. But like a flame that burns a candle, the candle feeds the flame. And what I got, full stock of thoughts and dreams to scatter.
Awesome. Okay. That doesn't get your foot tapping. You're dead.
Now,
dead.
Hear me the thing real quick. Since I didn't have a playout song, let's just do this. Just do this since Mike stole my playout song.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay. We'll just do a little bit of this.
Go amongst.
Hall & Oates.
Is that Martha Quinn?
Nope. That was Amy Poehler.
Oh.
Hall & Oates. So, guys, which candidate do you support?
Well, actually, I support Barack Obama.
And I support John McCain. Oh.
Yeah, we don't agree on the candidates, but we do respect each other's opinions, and we believe this song gets out both of our messages fairly and equally. Hit it!
What I want, you've got a choice in this election. Gotta make the right selection. Obama!
Me too.
I know that was Will Forte,
it's
right?
Will Forte.
And who was the
Fred Armisen?
Fred Armisen. yeah, it's the best. Okay, Kyle. Thank you, Mike.
No, it was thank you. Thank it was you. Fun.
Thank,
it was fun.
Thank you, Kyle.
Okay. As always, fun.
Yeah.
Kyle, yeah, you got a song? What are you playing this out
yeah,
with?
I do. I have, this is a...
As soon as you start playing it, Mike and I want to text our buddies.
Okay.
I'm watching Cheers. Cheers is amazing.
Yeah. Have you ever watched Happy Days, the one where Fonzie moves in?
This is Oztober. I'm sure you're listening to this.
Yeah.
This is,
oh, great.
This is called Dreamer. It's great. From Down to Earth.
Let's hear it.